Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you all, we are going to have a wonderful show to present to you today. Our discussion is going to be one that is going to impact you personally. But first, let me give you the title. It's going to be called Loving You. And let me tell you, I was listening to this song. It's an old song, actually. It's called Godspeed. And when I first heard the song, I just really fell in love with the song. But I actually didn't know what the song was about. I kept listening to the lyrics. So I was thinking it was a love song to a companion. And then I said, well, the lyrics didn't make any sense to put the dots, you know, together and crossing the T's. It just didn't make any sense. So I went on and on, just kept listening to it. I was just so drawn to the song. But what really resonated me, I saw a video with a little boy running up to his, this sports figure that he really admired. And the sports figure turned around and told the little boy he could not sign his autograph or take a picture with him. And the security guard took this little boy and ran away. And the sports figure was so compelled to run after the little boy to save him. And it was just something about the song, and it was just something about what I was seeing. So I decided to look up the song, and I downloaded the song so I can have it and listen to it. And I fell in love with this song because they only gave you like a little snippet of the song. But I wanted to hear the entire song. So I began to listen to the lyrics, and I just fell madly in love with the song and just kept repeating it. Like I stated before, I did not know if it was a love song to a companion, or I knew it was a love song. I just didn't know what type of love song. But then I had to go a little bit deeper and start to research the lyrics of this song. And I kept reading, and I said, oh, my God. I said, this boy, this whoever this person is, Frank Ocean, I believe is the songwriter and the singer of this song. It's called Godspeed, and it's by Frank Ocean. And it's an old song. He's an R&B singer. And when I went to read the lyrics of the song is really, he's singing it to his younger self. I was so impressed about that. And as I was reading the lyrics and he's singing this song to himself, I start to resonate and start thinking about my personal life. And, you know, if I'm singing this song to myself, but the lyrics is so profound. And let me give you some of the lyrics. And I know many of you know the song, but I want to just really just come to you today and just talk about it. And you know, with all the things that's going around in our world, with the new virus is starting to spread around, this is a great time to just kind of recap on the words of this song and singing it to your younger self. This song, it starts out, it says, I will always love you. It says, I will always love you how I do. And that first line was so impactful. I will always love you how I do. And it says, let go of a prayer for you. Now, isn't it something that let go of a prayer for you? Don't we always talk to ourselves and praying that we accomplish what we need to accomplish? Praying that we do not operate in fear. Praying that we will take courage. Praying to give ourselves encouragement that we can go through this milestone into another place where we are trying to set to get to. And then it says, just a sweet word. You know, most people speak to themselves with sweet words. This song is so impactful, and he's singing it to himself, which is so great because it made me inwardly start singing it to myself. And it says, the table is prepared for you. Now, this is the fourth line of the lyrics. It says, the table is prepared for you. And when I got to this part, I started thinking about, he is saying, the table is prepared for you, meaning that you've prepared yourself all your life, being a stewardship over your point of contact of getting to where you want to go. And considering the fact that he is a R&B singer, he's prepared his way in being that. And my question is to you, what have you prepared? What table have you prepared for yourself to be where you are today? And is the table still being prepared? The song is so impactful, you guys. You have to download it and get the lyrics and just kind of just meditate on the lyrics and then inwardly meditate on your life. The next verse, it says, wishing you Godspeed, glory. He's speaking to himself, wishing you Godspeed, glory. He says, there will be mountains you won't move. That right there was, I had to stop and just think about that. He says, there will be mountains you won't move. It says, still I will be there for you, how I do. And basically is saying, don't be disappointed of the mountains that you can't move. Because either way, that I will still be there, how I do. And then the next verse, it goes and it says, I let go of my claim on you. It's a free world. When he says, I let go of my claim on you, it's a free world, meaning that I'm letting go of my childlike behavior. It's a free world. He says, you look down. He says, you look down on where you came from sometimes. That's like going back down memory lane. You start thinking about the path, your younger years, and start thinking about where you come from, your upbringing. He says, but you have this place to call home always. So it basically, to me, when he got to that part and it said, when you get older and you get to this place where fear sometimes start to try to tremble you and cause you to just stop in your tracks. He says, you can always look back down memory lane where the foundation started in your life and gain courage. He says, you will have this place to call home always. This song is so resonating for everyone. I wanted to bring this to the podcast today, just in case you ever think about, oh, right now is a hard time. I don't know how to go forward. I don't know how to get delivered from this. You know, I try to bring my podcast where it'll impact people. No matter where you are, you could be an alcoholic, you can be a drug addict, you could be a person that overeat, you can be a person that walks in fear. But I want to bring my podcast to you to say that this song will resonate with anyone if you're going through anything. And it also resonates for anyone who is, life is just moving forward. But it kind of give you this remembrance, oh, the foundation has already been set for me. And I can always go back home and gain this place where, you know, I don't know if you had a grandmother like mine. We used to sit on her porch and watch the people walk by and say hello to her. And the other day, and the reason why I want to go back to this part, the other day it was thundering and lightning. And this is why the song, I wanted to bring the podcast, because this song actually was playing before the lightning struck and my electricity went out. And when the lightning and thundering was roaring, and the lightning was really horrible, but it was also good because it brought me back memories of when it thundered and lightning, and I would be staying with my grandmother during the summertime. And one of the things that she would always say to us, and my cousins would be there with us, she would say, hush, hush. And she would always have like these bagels chips. And so when it's thundering and lightning, she would give us these bagels and chips, you know, to snack on. But she says, be quiet. God is talking. And when it was thundering and lightning the other day, I just kind of remembered that, and it brought comfort to me. And so I enjoy when it's thundering and lightning because of the impact that my grandmother gave us as kids. It gave us a comfort because she would always say, hush, hush, be quiet. Don't talk. She'd give me these chips and says, don't talk. God is talking, you know. And so it was thundering and lightning the other day, last week, and I just got quiet. I didn't say very much. And I just kind of smiled because it brought comfort to me. And this song, the lyrics of this song, it says, you look down on where you came from sometimes, but you'll have this place to call home always. That part of the lyrics kind of brought me back to when it was thundering and lightning last week. And so that's what I wanted to really talk to you guys about. It's going back to memory lane and also pull up the song Godspeed and by Frank Ocean and just go through the lyrics and just really resonate and start thinking about your past and your life and your future and your right now. But I just wanted to just bring some encouragement to you today, not to have a long podcast, but just kind of just bring some uplifting words, nothing that will bring you down, but just kind of bring you up with, you know, just making sure that you stay in a place of uplift, not weighted down, but light, so you can go to the next step, to the next step, to the next step. But that is really all I wanted to talk about today is the song called Godspeed by Frank Ocean, and just go through the lyrics and just kind of share with you. And so we can all just get through this year. I was hoping that the virus was really kind of settled and it was going away, but we still are having to take safety precautions. And I want you all to be safe and I want you all to be wise. And I want you to, whether or not you decide to be vaccinated or not, I suggest you continue to wear your mask. You know, just wear your mask and just be conscious and be aware. Make sure that you eat the right foods for your body to increase your immune system so you can fight off things, that your blood, your red and white blood cells can fight off sickness and disease. You can stay energetic, keep moving, keep doing the right things in life. But you guys, this is the end of our show. And again, I wanted to thank you for joining us this week. This is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next week, you guys, you have a great rest of the week and have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, stay hydrated, wear your mask, smile, and remember, you are the best when you think you are the best. Until next time, bye you guys. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye you guys.